Amen. But I'm just saying, faith in God, bottom line. We stepped out in faith with there. We stepped out in faith, and God gave us a house while we were there. I mean, we sitting pretty, and I ready to sit on in that house. And he said, come back here. Move to an apartment. Move to the little house on the hill. But he said, I tell thee, I'll build thee a house. And he did. Amen. So have faith in God. Don't look at what you don't have. Always be thankful for what you do have. And now we are learning we can call into being anything that's ours. I don't have to be jealous of what somebody else has. I just know how to call in what's mine by faith. The substance of the things I hope for and the evidence of things not seen. And so he said, start this church. We were living in Pineview apartment. He said, start this church. He said it back when we were in Oklahoma. But we came to the conclusion this time. And so when we decided to do what God said, God did what he said. And the devil's been fighting it ever since. So don't ever be discouraged that God brought you here. It's for a higher calling. It's for a higher calling. You don't look down on anybody, but you lift up anybody and everybody you can. Because we're all seated in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. All of this is by faith. No man has ever seen God, but yet we believe. We just know, we know in our heart that he does exist. We didn't see Jesus die on the cross. We didn't see them slap him and spit on him and beat him and put him in the grave and see God raise him up again and set him at his right hand. We don't see him making intercession for us, but by faith we know it's so. Amen. And that same faith is ours in every situation. Every situation. And the more we get into that word, the more he will show us, the more we'll understand, the more we'll be able to do. So it's breaking out time. Breaking out time. It's breaking out time. Break out in faith. Put your faith on it. Put some faith in it. Amen. Amen. You know, you can go to a restaurant and order sweet tea, or you can order unsweet tea. Then you can put your own sugar in it or none at all. You can just listen to preachers on the TV or listen to somebody on YouTube or listen to Bishop preach or somebody preaching. That's all you do. You're going to have a little bit of faith. But if you get in that word yourself, you go over those verses over and over again. So Holy Spirit, now you're in here. You know, you know. Now it's not fair if you don't tell me. Hallelujah. 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 The bishop told us the other day, use your prayer language. Woo! The gateway to the supernatural. Woo! Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. I believe that's what the Lord would have me to share. Faith comes by hearing the word of God. You have to keep on hearing. Keep on studying, keep on believing, keep on receiving, keep on doing, keep on using it. It will never run out. But you have to keep refreshing it, keep refreshing it, keep refreshing it, keep refreshing it every day. You cannot not have time for the word. You're going to run off into a ditch if you do. Amen? Amen. Father, we thank you for this opportunity to share that we know now more about what faith is, and you have given us Holy Spirit to teach us how to use our faith that we may grow thereby. We give you praise and glory and honor in the name of the Lord Jesus. Amen. Amen. All right, ushers, let's receive our offering. As you sow your seed into the offering, you're sowing. And you can put it in there, name your harvest for the seed that you sow and expect a harvest. And it is not going to come back empty. It's not going to die on the vine because the word of God is true. Amen. Somebody needs an envelope. Amen. Let's go ahead and stand. As they receive the offering, we will. And if there's anyone here who doesn't know Jesus as your Lord and Savior, anyone? Is there anyone here who does not know Jesus as your Lord and Savior? You can receive him now. If you're watching us on live streaming and you don't know Jesus as your Lord and Savior, there's no better time than now. Just say, I believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of the living God. Lord, take my life. Do something with it. I receive you now, Jesus, as my Lord, and I'm forgiven for all my sin. Contact us. Contact us and let us know. And we'll give you some material. Put that address on the screen. We will give you some material to help you in your faith walk. Get into a church that's going to teach you your word. This church is a good church to learn the word of God. Amen. 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 Amen.